Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome to the Love Truth, to the Love Truth Show. I'm your host for this morning, Kim Williams. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Boys and girls, this is Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, our prayer time together. Either be from 6:30 or we start at 7. Today we have 7 o'clock time. And I hope y'all are feeling wonderful this morning. Today's day of active learning, celebrating the end of, close to the end of the school year. Regardless, you're in elementary school, junior high school, second year, college, graduating for a 4-year university or higher, or homeschool, we want to say, congratulations. Welcome, welcome again to the Love Truth Show. I'd like to take this time out to thank my listening audience from around the world, to thank Google and Facebook for its platform. This is the day the Lord has made. We will, we must rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Heavenly Father, come to your throne, give me all the praise and all the glory to you. Well, thank you for this time together. Let us grow in wisdom, let us grow in love, let us grow to be all that you call us to be, dear God. Beyond what our environment say it can be, our society, our home life, our parents, our friends, our acquaintance, our siblings, our nation leader, whoever it may be, but what you say, God, what these blessed children say, you say they can be, what you say we all can be. So I'd like to take your time and give you all the praise and all the glory go to you, God. And to those who listen to the phone, just lift up your hands up to the hands where your help comes from. If you can't lift up your hands, lift up your eyes. You can lift your eyes always. Everybody lift up your heart to God. Okay, he's a wonderful God. He's an awesome God. He created the universe. He created everything that is to be. So I just want to say, thank you, God. You know, I'm watching some of my North Pole and South Pole, and God has created for the earth to revolve and rotate. And got that old message when I watched Flip Wilson rotating the ass of the earth. So I just want to say, if you ever get a chance to check out the Josiah Love Show on the Homebase Business 101. She had a wonderful show every week, but yesterday, if you can check it out, she had a wonderful message. And the message she reached back to what was on the Philip Wilson show. And you can check out her broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. But today, this is Kim Williams on Love Truth on the Blog Talk Radio on Love Truth Ministry. And we're talking about this is the season. This is the season that children are about to finish up a school year. Some is finish up, graduating to the next level. They're looking for better things in life. They're in college. Maybe they're going to go for it, start their own business. Or something totally different. Who knows? Whatever it is, it's all placed in your heart. But it's a new day, new beginning. Every day really is a new day, new beginning. Yesterday is gone with one big whatever took place. You woke up with a new breath in your body. It was a new day. The days now. You went to sleep and got the nourishment, got the rest, the energizing. And about the common energy that's flowing through your body, making everything work. Then you up. Take a deep breath. Reach your hands up to the sky and say, thank you, Lord. Bend over, touch your toes, and stretch. If you ever stand, if you sit in a chair, do it in your chair, regardless if you're in a wheelchair or you're in a regular sitting down chair on a bus or whatever. People don't know what you're doing. And who cares if they do? Just focus on your breath and focus on the power of God in you. Put that smile on your face. Let it shine. Even if you don't feel like smiling or you fall down, put a smile. Let the smile shine through. That gives you peace. That gives you inner strength. And it's you. Say to yourself and to the world, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, God shall condemn. And you may be going through something. But no, whatever you may be going through in this life, in this world, God is still there. Don't give up on God because you had teardrops right now or some type of pain. I can describe you, I can't tell you what to feel, but I'm saying if you can make it to the next year, the next year, the next month, the next year, take a deep breath to come, hold on to your everlasting hand, your everlasting word. I'm holding on to the fact that you're God. You created the skies of heaven, the moon, the sun. Like my sister said, the sun never goes down. It's out there. It may be covered by clouds, but it's always out. Think about that. The sun and the sun. S-O-N and S-U-N. Right? It's always shining. It's always there. The word of God is always with you. And so when we're talking about, you sow your seed, you plant it. Right? You God water it by you go to school and your parents tell you, somebody say you had to go to school and your guardian, your loved ones, or you're an older person, you have a doctor going to college or higher education, starting a business. You working on something, you're planning something, you process, like right now you can go to school and you're planning some of y'all for last couple of weeks, y'all working on last projects for the school year. Maybe you got a science project or a history project or a project to say what your future want to look like. Don't forget to work on your visible for your own personal life. It had nothing to do with nobody else. Can't nobody tell you what your life is going to look like by God. And you just believe it in your heart for it. But believe beyond what you see and what you written on paper. Just ask God, beyond what you put on that paper, you written down or put pictures down, you want more than that. He can take you further. And just think about what God do for you. I'm going to read from, this is a Bible hub that come up for it, Genesis 8:22. And it says, and now I'm going to read the international version. It says, and long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold heat and summer, winter day and night will never cease. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. God planted a time for everything to take place. And this is your time to just shine. Your time to rejoice in what God is doing in your life. As you prepare for your day of going through right tasks in classroom. Just think about, wow, I'm in this classroom learning this information. If I took this test or whatever you may be doing today, a quiz, just be grateful. And hopefully you prepare yourself. The preparation is very important. It's important to go home and study. Not only what you do in school, but come home, review what you did in school, review what you did the day before and the day before. Day before, that way you never forget anything. And then, but more than just reviewing it, trying to apply, see how that focus on your life. If it's math, figure out how that math is going to work, what will work in your life. And right. Use a project in your house to do the math. You know, maybe you're in elementary school, you can take a ruler and measure the size of a refrigerator and say, well, I'm buying a refrigerator. Imagine it's buying a refrigerator for your mom or somebody. You have to measure how many cubic feet or whatever you may need to fit into a certain space, or a rug or carpet on the floor. So try to your best to apply or measurement. Maybe you'll make a healthy drink and you want to figure out how much to put in it, like you put in your strawberries and what is a cup, what is this and that. Or maybe you're learning your body, and so you want to use down the everyday wear to be used, but you want to take phalanges and your fingers, right? You want to think about using those digits. You want to talk about your hands and, you know, describe it using those Latin terms, those terms that you learn about the anatomy. So just know all the things that you've been learning, this folk planning, this is your season. You're graduating. You move to the next step. Maybe move from the kindergarten to the first grade, or maybe moving from 5th to 6th grade or 10th to the 11th or 12th when you graduate and you go to college. Or 2 years to get to your 4 year, 4 years to your master. Or you starting your own business. Or whatever it might be. Nobody knows. It's God, only you and God knows. And people might say, they tell you this is where you should be. And this is where you know you be what God called you to be. Ask God. They may see some things, think you should be. And so you're good in this and that. But sometimes people like to put limits on you. And you have not a feeling. Well, they must be what God wants me to be because everybody tell me that. But your heart's somewhere else. Stay focused on what they're saying. But ask God, what does he want you to do? And this, are you truly go after what you want to go after? You can do both of them. Do what the people say. If it works out, partially. But work on what you truly want to do. Because we're going to go, this is not a prayer time for in our session together. God, we're calling on you, the great I am. Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, Redeemer. The one true living God, the one we am, present to all of us. Who made the earth rotate. He put the birds in the sky, and the sun, and the moon, and the stars. Who let the little beautiful flowers to blossom. The tree to have its fruits on it. All the beautiful colors. We want to thank you. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the rain showers that nourish the earth, the water, earth, the H2O, to give us the right amount to the right amount of sunshine, the right amount of water, so we have the right amount of nutrients. We want to thank you for life. Thank you for the blood that runs through our veins. You is our God. All power and glory to you. Thank you for the children having a wonderful school year. We ask you, God, cover them, the teachers, the ministry, the substitute teachers, people who walk into school, people who are catching the bus, people who ride their bike, people whose parents are dropping them off, or buses, or whatever form of fashion they're going, a mobility or something, whichever way they're going to school, going to their next stage in life, we ask you to cover and protect them. Going towards school, leaving their neighborhood, at school, at the bus stop. Everywhere they go, dear Jesus, just have a wonderful day. And just know that God loves you. As you go off on the school ground, don't forget to stay focused on your surroundings. Focus who come up past you, somebody you didn't see before, and look around. Watch how you walk down the street, how you walk past cars. In the classroom, pay attention to the teachers, stay focused, teachers. Teach with love and children be active learners. Be respectful to your teachers, substitute teachers, to the principal, to all who come in your classroom, to your fellow students. Be mindful. Congratulations to all who about to graduate, who going up to junior prom and senior prom, or other type of dances. Be respectful. Some people believe when you get to this age, when you come out of junior high school or high school, for the sow your oats and easy to talk about sex. Sex is for marriage. Yeah? I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what they show on TV. So they people having sex all over the place. No. Save yourself from marriage. You should only want the people, the person who you are in love with. Not somebody you think you're in love with. You know that you know you're in love with them because you're married to them. They ask you to marry him. Young lady, the guy asks you for marriage. He's sincere. He's been nice and kind to you all the way. Treating you, pulling your seat up nicely. You know, holding your hand, being nice, talking nice, respectful to you, uplift you, tell you you can do all things through Jesus Christ. Same thing, guys. With girls saying that to you. You want somebody positive in your life, loving and kind in your life. So this is what I speak over you. Peace. Elementary school, junior high school, love and peace in your heart. Focus on your school and focus on creating something different for you. Might write you a little, but you can write a book. You can create something to change your world. Regardless of you in elementary, junior high school, college, university, do all that you can possibly do. But God created you in his image. God, I ask all these things in your holy name. Pray for them to have active learning, a safe learning. Be protected for anything. We ask you to protect them, God. We just got to speak life, love, peace, and joy over them. Thank you for the teacher. Thank you for the ministry. Thank you for the people who are on the ground to protect the security officers, the police officers, whoever it is to protect them. The most important, your presence. Protect the teachers, protect the students. Protect them as they drive in the school. Some of them driving, and they're celebrating, going off to college, going off to their prom, safe driving. Another one more thing. Please, God, you can step down and change their mind by having sex before marriage on their prom night or whatever. Stop them from what thing they have to drink. They think that they're going to the next age drinking. Nobody, you don't have to drink. Live for Jesus. Live for yourself. Live because your people love you. I'm just love y'all. I don't even know y'all, but I'm loving you in God's love. Until we come together on this platform again, and we don't see each other, or we don't get on this platform again, I pray I see you in heaven. And I know that you've been touched, most importantly, by God. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. God, we ask these all things in your holy name, Jesus. All power and glory belong to you. Let your power and your love shine through your children here on earth. Amen.